BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Has Chris joined a new app but not told any of us? Charlie Slough on Real or No Real? More bangers. Who'll win after Chris did yesterday? And a legendary innuendo bingo with Zoe Ball. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. We got some great clips today. Keep sending them in, please. We can't do innuendo bingo without you. It's really changed the way over the years that people have watched television. Send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You all right, Chris?
Really good. How are you?
Yeah, breaking news. My plastic fork for my lunch has just broken.
What, one of the prongs on it?
No, the whole thing is snapped off so that it's just a handle. So what I'm now enjoying is the challenge of trying to pick the food up with my plastic knife. It's going quite well, actually. At least I didn't swallow it, the plastic fork like I normally do when it breaks. I've eaten so many of those prongs in my lifetime.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, all you dobbers. Look, I'm not having food in the studio. God, people don't miss a thing, do they? I think you'll find that I'm eating it while the songs are on, outside the studio.
So you're literally down to the fork handle now and a knife, right?
Yeah, it's going well, actually. I've managed to finish it most off, actually. Most of it.
I mean, the tricky thing is if you eat the prongs, but I think you've managed to avoid that this time.
Yeah, but I've had loads of them. Craig the White Van Man says, you've eaten so many prongs, is that one? No, they're just plastic fork prongs, that's what I'm saying. Also, when you say prongs a lot, that's weird, isn't it? Prongs.
Mm. Can I just say, that Sticky Situation song, Scott, can that be our new favourite song? Just for everything, for going out.
Your little face was so excited when it started playing.
It's so good.
It is good. You have to be happy to that song. It's really good. Simon in Cumbria says, yes, Kiko Bunn. Best show on radio. When will you have the dental assistant back on the show?
What?
Oh, that was good, actually. Do you remember that? Where we had Confessions of a Dental Assistant. But we need to get her back on.
But what's that got to do with the Sticky Situation?
Nothing. He was just like, just making a comment.
Oh.
I always like feedback of what people would like to hear more of. Baby, I just love feedback. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk with all your stories as well.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Who's that?
Sophie.
Sophie, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you two?
Good. How can I help you?
I was just wondering whether you saw Britain's Got Talent over the weekend.
I did, actually. I thought it was really good.
There was a section at the start that reminded me of the two of you.
What happened at the start of Britain's Got Talent that reminded you of us?
Oh, no, they didn't play Bumbaleo again, did they? They do that occasionally.
You often talk about how it's strange seeing celebrities driving themselves.
It is weird when you see famous people drive, I think, because you're just not used to it.
Well, it is particularly weird, and all four Britain's Got Talent judges appeared at the very first auditions driving themselves.
Oh, in those minis, I saw it, yeah.
Yeah, Simon Cowell driving a mini looks very, very strange.
I agree. Amanda Holden, though, Sophie, that's fine, I got that.
That looks completely normal, yeah.
Yeah.
David Walliams driving, he was having far too much fun, but Simon Cowell was odd. It looked really strange.
It did look weird, because you know he gets driven everywhere, and not in a mini.
Exactly, and 10 years on X Factor, he sits in the back of a limousine, and all of a sudden he's driving himself.
Yeah, I'm not having it.
Whereas I can believe Alicia Dixon probably drives the mini.
Yeah.
What was going on? Were they singing?
They were talking to one another using like walkie-talkies between the cars.
Yeah, totally realistic.
It doesn't seem very real.
No, it's what happens all the time. They always do that on the way to auditions. I know this.
Oh, do you?
No. I tell you who else I found weird seeing them drive was Matty from 1975 on the school run. Mm. I can't imagine it. It's weird to see them drive. Have you watched that yet, Sophie?
I haven't seen it, but I do like the 1975, so I'll make sure I do find a video of it.
Well, you'll see Matty driving and it's weird.
I can't imagine it at all.
Are you looking forward to innuendo bingo today?
Yeah, it's been strange not having it on yesterday after having it on every day last week.
Last week was good, wasn't it?
Oh, it was much needed after the hiatus.
So it's Zoe Ball today.
I'm excited, yeah. I missed having her on the telly since Strictly finished.
She's got a new show on BBC One, which we'll talk about with her in a bit, called Can't Touch This.
Awesome.
All right, are you going to watch it on your phone as well?
Yeah, I'll take a revision break, I reckon, watching Yonder Bingo.
What are you revising for?
Third year exams at university. It's not been fun.
Okay, have a little break. Watch In Yonder Bingo on your phone with Zoe Ball at 1:45. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. What have you got in your hand?
Found a couple of pig onesies. Tempted?
I don't know whether I am.
What do you think about Ball?
Will Ball wear a pig onesie? I don't know. Is this because you've run out of clothes for In Yonder Bingo?
Do you know what? No, I haven't run out because I've got the same clothes, but they're still, what's strange and quite incredible actually, still slightly damp from last week.
Well, they did get a lot of wetness on
the
them
last
week. The jeans.
Yeah. How's that happened? Because that's still been a few days. That's quite incredible science, isn't it?
I bet they smell like wet dog.
So, to counter that, I found a couple of pig onesies in the office.
Just casually.
So I don't know what we do. I mean, is it rude to suggest that to a guest as well?
I think... Look, I've known Zoe a long time. She'll be up for it.
She'll take that fine?
Yeah, I think so. She was going to wear a PVC outfit.
Stick with that. We'll go PVC and pig theme today.
No, I told her on Twitter yesterday not to because it's too wiped clean. And I want her to get wet. It's the first time Zoe Ball's played In Yonder Bingo. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, if needs be, I'll just be the pig.
Oh, well, if you want to be the pig, you can be the pig. You can see all this on the Radio 1 website.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Zoe Ball.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello. This is very exciting. You do realise this is the first time I've been let back in the building in about 58 years.
Yes.
It's exciting. Hello, Chris.
Hello. You're like Radio 1 royalty.
I'm not sure about the royalty.
Where's me throne? I know.
I have had more messages about doing Innuendo Bingo than anything I have ever done in my life.
What, more than Strictly?
Oh, very much so.
More than it takes
like
10.
Like everybody, like grandparents, godparents, friends, kids, my kids and all their mates. This is big news.
I'm excited that you're here because, I mean, I'm excited to see you all the time anyway, whenever I see you. Now, we are about to play Innuendo Bingo. You've never played it before. Radio 1 didn't look like this when you were here, did
it?
No,
it's really swanky. It was like a little box in the dark.
You've
got light and everything.
Yeah.
We've got everything now.
Yeah.
And look, big cameras as well.
I know, that's quite terrifying, right in the...
Yeah. I like that we've got light in here.
You have light.
There's
no
light.
Dungeons.
Chris,
I like the dungeons.
At Radio 1 in the 90s, we didn't have light.
Was that by choice?
No, we couldn't afford it.
You could write into Radio 1 and via airmail, and then it would arrive about 5 weeks later. Apart from that,
I know. How do we have everything to talk about? Because we couldn't rely on the listeners then, because we had to. Well, they could fax. You could fax.
You could fax or send a pigeon or something, couldn't you?
You could
people
actually
listening
fax.
Going, what is a fax?
Yeah. so it's good to have you back on. I am enjoying Can't Touch This.
Thank you.
I like it because I think I could do it and be okay at it, unlike the other show you present.
Can I just say, we just went to that place where Mickey Mouse lives, and every time they played Under the Sea and they did the little show, I relived that whole experience of Scott and Joanne.
Do you know, nobody,
it's a beautiful thing.
Nobody has seen the crab dance more than Zoe, anyone in the world.
On tour.
Oh, because of the tour, of course.
Every night.
34 times. No,
it,
yeah, 34 times.
It never got
times.
Better. No, it didn't.
But Zoe raises a good point. Why is it that Wisney never called?
What about...
Well, they could have flown you out to one of their
one
many
of their
sort of establishments.
You could have done the show three times a day.
Wow.
Been in the parade.
You need to get a new agent.
Do you know, I will never do that again.
No.
It's a moment in time. It's almost 2 years ago now. Can you believe it was nearly 2 years ago?
2 years ago already. You were a good year, you lot. You were a good
bunch. It was good, wasn't it?
They were the naughty bunch.
They were. We were
their
naughty.
A lot went on.
I know, a lot. Lordy. Especially on the tour.
On the tour.
So
what
much.
Tour?
It was good. Oh, I enjoyed it. Do you know, I actually cried when the tour ended.
What did you?
Because I was like, oh, that's it now.
I've got to go back to my proper job.
Yeah, because they cast you away. And no more will I be wearing red trousers on a Wednesday afternoon at Sheffield Arena.
Such a shame. That is such a shame.
Did you all sign each other's shirts? You know, like on last day of school?
Yeah.
We all signed each other's programmes, I seem to remember. Zoe's like used to it.
I think they signed other things as well of each other's.
Oh,
well.
Yeah.
Everyone was that close.
Well, that happens.
We went out quite a lot on our year. But Zoe's like, oh, yeah, whatever, because there's a new bunch every like, there's already been a new bunch. And she's like, oh, next. She sees them all. Like,
I know, whatever. I can't even remember. I was like, who was the last year? No, that's exactly. A terrible thing. Oh, no, it'll be back soon, my lord. Anyway, back Can't Touch This. It's on Saturday at 25 past five.
Very good. You and Ashley Banjo.
I love the banjo.
He's great, isn't he?
I the first time I met him, I was saying, so come on then, what's your real name? And he said, if I was going to make up a name, it would be something better than Banjo.
Got a point. It's got a point.
Yeah, it's his true. Real name. Yeah. He is a god. I love him.
Yeah.
Very much indeed.
What's this guy who doesn't quite make it out of the foam pit and his pants come off?
Oh, Eddie Murphy. He's called Eddie Murphy.
Has it been on yet?
It's not. I think Eddie's on. Is he on a couple of weeks' time? Right. He was possibly my favourite contestant on Can't Touch This because he came off the catapult into the foam pit and he never came out the foam pit. And then he lost his pants.
Whoa.
Very slowly.
On purpose?
In this kind of slow motion. No, I don't. Would anyone lose their pants on purpose?
I don't know. You get one chance for these things, don't you?
But they were red pants and they came off really, really slowly and he couldn't find his shoe.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't think I've laughed as much as... I probably will laugh more this afternoon, yeah. Potentially. But yeah, he was one of my favourites.
But he didn't
yeah.
shout, can't touch this or anything like that.
Or get me out of here. I've got my pants on.
If you've not seen the show, basically it's a simple premise. If you touch the prize, you win the prize. It's a good
so
idea.
Easy.
That,
so easy.
That giant yeah. obstacle course looks fun as well. Have you had a go on it?
I wasn't allowed. And as we did more and more shows, I was like, yeah, maybe I won't attempt the pole vault.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having a go on the catapult, though.
Yeah.
Because when do you get to be human catapulted? You know, it's been a lifelong dream. Russell Grant obviously got to do something similar when he was on Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
But I hope that we get to do another series and we get to do a celebrity one. No, and then will you come do it?
100%.
This yeah. is where you need to change things, though. I think the celebrity should be the final prize. Do you know what
oh,
I mean?
What, you win a celebrity?
I don't know, like you win them for a week or something like that.
All right,
but I just
car.
Like the idea of them dangling there. Someone desperately trying to touch them.
If you can touch the celebrity, you can win the celebrity. Matt and Kieran, who are the bosses, they'll be listening to this. They'll be writing that down now. Yeah,
right,
okay.
Yeah, well, definitely. Should we both go on the
oh, my word, that would be incredible.
I'd like that. If I did stay in Strictly for another couple of weeks, there was a plan to fire me out of a cannon at one point.
People,
what?
Where were you? You let us all down.
That
would
quiet?
Have happened.
Yeah,
what, like
happened.
Like Gonzo on the Muppet Show?
Yeah, that.
In a cape and...
Like,
and can't then, you just make that happen anyway?
Hopefully that would have taken up the whole 90 seconds. Bingo, no dancing. Right, we are going to get you in position for In Your Bingo now.
Okay.
I'm so pleased that Zoe Ball's here today. By the way, the water's really cold. Please don't swear. You've done that before in Radio 1.
It was a long time ago.
I know, it was ages ago.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is a good song. DNCE, Cake by the Ocean on BBC Radio 1. Okay, get to your computer, laptop, tablet, phone, and watch Radio 1 now. Oh, we've got one more song to play.
Oh.
Scott, I'm here sat dressed as a pig. I've been waiting.
So excited.
I know. I'm sorry I'm making you wait.
Quite fetching, though, I have to say, Chris.
Really? I've got a technical issue, which means that people may not... What do you mean? Which means that people may not be able to see you. And believe me...
In your piggy outfit.
They will want to see this. All right? Here, guess what? Tom Kerridge, the chef's been on to wish you good luck.
Oh, I love Tom Kerridge.
All right, chief.
You've got to make his steak. It's amazing.
Okay, I'll be doing that later.
Oh, Tom Kerridge, that's a shout out, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he's played this a couple of times.
Is he? And who tends to win when you're playing with Kerridge?
Oh, no one really wins anymore, Zoe. It's just who gets wet the most.
It's just
the
taking part.
Yeah.
He gets wet.
He really does. We're a big fan of him. Okay, so sorry to make you wait, everybody. I want to play Alessia Cara, and then we are going to get to In Your Bingo. I promise it'll be worth waiting for.
The Scott Mills Daily.
People have moved meetings for this today, so I'm sorry it's a little bit late, but it's going to be worth it. We've pressed Control Alt Delete on Windows 87 that we've got. New, 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 new. And now it's working. So you can go online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Just head to the Radio 1 website and you can see Innuendo Bingo. It's happening with Zoe Ball now.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
So are you doing warm-up exercises there?
Yeah, you know, I think that extra record's actually made me quite tense.
I know, sorry.
Yeah.
We don't do that on purpose. It was actually a technical issue. Okay, if you want to watch us, this is looking good already. Chris is dressed as a pig. You can be the pig.
Mate, my onesie's too small for me, so I can't get the pig head on.
That's annoying.
Do you need a little bit of help with your head there, love?
Hate it when that happens.
Right, okay. It's, come on.
Might be cheating
It's quite tiny. It's doesn't quite... Oh, cute, though.
So excited. Give me a little face. So excited that Zobor is playing Inyana Bingo today. What a day to be alive. Okay. Water, please. Lots of water.
A wet one.
Let's make
it
out
wet one. Please. Okay.
Are you nervous, Zoe?
Yeah, I am quite nervous.
Don't be nervous.
You know, kind of, you know.
Bit of a sweat on.
Previous form. Okay.
Okay, lots of water in the mouth. As much as you can fit, really, is the key, because he will soak you. Please don't swear, the water is cold. First, we're going to Coronation Street, and it's one of our favourites from last week. However bad things are for Mary... She does know what, Chris? However bad things are for Mary, she does know how to cheer herself up. I wonder if Zoe, Chris, have you ever tried this?
It is not a caravan. It's a motorhome, for your information. And I don't live in it anymore. I don't live anywhere anymore.
What's that, Mary?
Oh, nothing a milky coffee and a nice finger can't sort out.
Lord, they said you get wet, but that's like, that's ridiculous.
Oh, Zoe, we've only just started.
Oh, fantastic.
Mary there.
Oh, nothing a milky coffee and a nice finger can't sort out.
I might try that later. I'm feeling a bit blue.
Oh, my goodness me.
I know. You weren't expecting this, were you? That's just the start. Okay.
Right then.
Now, for this one, you might both need to reload the water a few times as it's quite eventful. Let's go over to those hairy bikers. I love their shows, mostly because... Well, I just find that they're so relaxed with each other in the kitchen.
Div?
Yeah.
Why is smaller better than bigger?
Because I like to be able to take a whole ball and put it in my mouth in a one-er. A big ball, it gets stuck. But they're just about perfect. When you're happy with your balls, let your mate gently tickle them for a few minutes in a frying pan.
That is absolutely absurd.
Dave Myers there, cooking meatballs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thanks to Sam and Fred and Paul for that one.
When you're happy with your balls, let your mate gently tickle them for a few minutes.
Yes.
What? Get a mate involved.
Yeah. They're all friends on. All friends on Hairy Bikers. Like I said, very relaxed.
Oh, tickled balls. Right, okay.
Okay.
I don't even know where to turn.
I know.
Right, okay.
It's relentless, isn't it, Zoe? Now over to BBC One and Can't Touch This, featuring Zoe Ball and Ashley Banjo. Contestant Robert is... Well, he's making the most of being on Saturday Night TV.
Cowboy Clint takes the last spot, so it's goodbye to Alistair. Back in your cage, wild thing. Robert's looking very pleased with his pink helmet.
You spat in my cup!
This is great. Zoe, you need to get him back.
Is he allowed to spit in my cup?
Do I want?
Are they even getting near you?
Yeah.
You don't even look damp.
You need more spray.
He needs more spray.
Robert's looking very pleased with his pink helmet.
Thank you, Neil and Nadine, for sending that one in.
Thank you, Nadine. Neil, I can't even speak.
Oh, this is a great one. Okay, water, please. Water, please.
Have you got any spare pants?
Actually, yes, we do. Funny you should say that.
Things you never thought you'd have. Yeah, I actually do.
Yeah, we do. We'll sort that in a minute, off air. Yeah?
How else do you wear my pants?
Think about it. Here we go. Over to Springwatch now. And I've got to say, for a presenter who is so well-travelled, I'm amazed that we joined Michaela Strachan experiencing this for the very first time.
Our wild cat quest continues. We're on the quest to track down a true Scottish wild cat.
And I get Michaela out of bed to show her a black cock in the face.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Wow. I don't think I even hit you. I just think I threw it over myself. No, it's the double barrel. The second shot.
Can you reload here, please? Because I'm not sure.
Hang on.
I'm not sure I heard that correctly.
I heard it.
And Zoe just kind of spat all over it too early.
I'm so sorry.
Are you silly?
I'm trying to reload.
I don't want to hear it again.
Our wild cat. quest continues. We're on the quest to track down a true Scottish wildcat.
And I get Michaela out of bed to show her black cock in the flesh.
Oh, mate, that's my favourite.
Yeah,
that's
my okay. Favorite. They did say what I thought they said. So, talking about the rarely spotted black grouse there, otherwise known as black cock. Mostly found in moorland and bog areas. Thank you to Howie for sending that one in. Wow.
I think this is the wettest they've ever been.
Wow, really? This is
great. Put that on the poster. Mm.
Anyone got any new pants? It's the wettest they've ever been. Zoe Ball, that's going on the posters. Water, please. Over to ITV now, and it's Gok Wan's new show. Why is that funny? Are you enjoying this, Zoe? It's good, isn't it?
Is this everything you thought it would be?
Mm. Okay, let's swallow his beak, yeah. Mm. And more. This is something special.
Totally.
Thank you for letting me take part. This is amazing. I'm loading up.
Gok Wan's new show. Why is that funny? Oh, she's lost it now. Now, I've never seen this show. But I'm just wondering, does this happen at the end of every single episode?
Well, that's it, guys. My lunchbox has well and truly been emptied.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, dear.
I think, I'm well and truly emptied. This
is... Well, so is Gok.
There?
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks to Claire and Lincoln for that one. People are really enjoying this on the social media today.
I've actually got wringly fingers.
That's nice. That's not just like off of being in the bath.
That, so.
Also, someone says, Zoe sounds like dolphins.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's good.
Is that quite disturbing?
That's good.
What, like... Spitting in my cup.
This is the most fun you've ever had on Radio 1.
This is definitely
and that's
the
saying
most
something.
Fun. I know, and we did have some fun. I can't remember most of it. Okay,
a classic now from Grand Designs Australia. Right. Now, on these programmes, I find it so easy for people to waste money, but Michael here has created a real crowd pleaser.
So this is what it's all about.
Sit.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael. It feels terrific.
Michael's deck had been enlarged there, of course.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael. It feels terrific.
See, a crowd pleaser. Okay.
Are
you okay, hon?
Absurd. Yes, yeah, I'm having a lovely... Will they wheel me out?
Yeah, you'll get wheeled out and you get a towel and pants and everything.
Oh, this is a lovely way to spend an afternoon, isn't it?
You should do it like a gift pack, shouldn't
we?
We should,
yeah. Yes, like, you know, that's what you're getting.
That's a good idea, actually. Mm-hmm. Bit of merch. Mm-hmm. Now, Caroline Martin from... What? So you do that dolphin noise again?
Yeah.
Yes, Chris?
Nothing.
Caroline Martin from BBC West Midlands is on In Una Bingo again. Caroline, this needs to stop. Have a word with yourself. You're always on. Now, I know that we all want our listening figures to be good, but can we please all listen to what Caroline is now offering her callers to in a bid to boost her figures?
Hi, Caroline.
Hello, Carl. You're all right, love. You always make me laugh, and you haven't even said anything yet, but there you go.
I managed to do that.
I don't know, because you're just lovely, and I just keep thinking I'm stroking your lovely head.
Oh, there you go.
Look.
Reload.
Carl came in.
I'm going to shave it again, but it needs a cut now, so I'll number one.
I'll come and meet you in Wilnicker and give you a good rub.
It's so cold.
Caroline offering to rub Carl's bald head there. I'm going to start offering that to the listeners.
I poo-pooed them when they said you don't get that, get that wet. You don't see how wet... when you watch it, I don't even realise how...
You'll be pleased to know there's
the
one more.
Ringing out. Come on, bring it.
Okay, ready?
Right, let's do this.
Lauren Norfolk says, can Zoe play In Una Bingo every week? This is so good.
Hello.
Finally, we're going to The Jump on Channel 4. And Davina McCall has an extraordinary way of deciding who's going to take part
in the next challenge.
They're going to be going head-to-head against the person whose number is drawn with theirs. So will you please take the mayor's ball bag?
And that was today's amazing innuendo bingo with Zoe Ball.
Oh, hang on, I'll do that.
Yeah. Yes! Can't touch this. BBC One, Saturday night with Zoe.
Thanks for having me.
Ashley Banjo, thank you so much for being on. That was so much fun. Did you love it?
Ridiculous. Listen to that. Can you hear that?
Yeah, this happened with Caroline Flatt last week. She had to ring herself out on a few occasions. Thanks, Zoe.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I know you wanted me to watch the video. I've watched it now.
Yes.
So? Just on a construction site.
That's what I mean. But you have never worked on a construction site, so it's interesting for you to see.
Have you, honey?
What it's like on there.
I called you honey. And is that what it's like?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's like a documentary.
Well, every single construction site's like that?
Yes.
Wow.
Oi, Mills, who's going to win bangers today?
Well, I don't know. But if you want to be the decider, you can call us now on 03700... 100, 100.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, it's getting tense in here. Time for bangers. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, Scott. You okay?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, yeah.
Are you a student?
I am, yeah. I've just finished university today at Edge Hill University. Just finished for the day, and now I'm off for a skate with all the boys from the Skate Society.
Skate Society,
Skate Society.
Yeah, yeah.
What are the socials like?
They're really good fun. Every Wednesday is a really good fun night. Good music.
So does skating count as a sport?
I'd like to think it does. Not everyone thinks it does, but it's how I think.
Yeah.
So that you count that as exercise?
Yeah. I do bike riding as well as BMX as well as skateboarding. So yeah, it's good fun for me.
I was never cool enough to skate.
No, me neither.
It's good to pick up and learn. It's good fun.
Yeah. Some people just look cool skating. Some people really wouldn't. And I'm sorry, Chris, but neither of us fit into that category.
I know. I did try, actually. I tried to force myself to become a skater. It just wasn't happening.
You can always join me and the boys. Come and join me and the boys and have a go.
Potentially we should try it.
Mm.
Might be funnier if you do that, Scott, actually. Can you imagine?
Do you remember when my flatmate, the old flatmate before she took him?
Yeah.
He went through a skating phase and I had to have a word with him.
Did he?
And tell him to stop. Yeah, it was really bad.
But did he change himself? Did he change his voice and stuff?
No. What, started calling me dude?
Yeah.
No, not at all. Do you ever call anyone dude in Ormskirk?
Sorry, say again, mate.
Do you call anyone dude?
Not really, no. More of a bro.
A bro, bro also. He did start saying that for a while, which, like I said, I just have a word. All right, do you want to know what I've got for you today, Jordan?
I would love to know.
Get some of this in your life. Yes. Hello. Can't who Notorious B.I.G. please?
That's a tune. Okay. Pleasant bar music, I'd say.
It's not bar music. How dare you? I need you to strip. I need you to shake your little ass. Forgot about that bit.
Yeah. Some of the lyrics are vile.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, I've got an absolute tune today. Jamie T, Sticks and Stones.
And you who Notorious B.I.G.?
This is a tune, man. I'm going for the big 2-0 today.
What even is this song called?
This is a banger, Scott. Sticks and Stones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jordan, come on. This will be so good.
Neither of those sounded as good as I hoped they would.
Speak for yourself, mate.
So, Jordan, what would you mostly be choosing, would you say? Remember, you're going skating tonight with the bros.
Yeah. I'm thinking which one would pump me up the most.
Yeah, exactly.
Ready for skating.
Yeah.
Nah, I love hip-hop.
Yeah.
But I also love a bit of Jamie T.
Oh, God.
You think Nasty Girl's going to pump someone up for skating in the evening, Scott?
Yeah. Yeah, I do, actually. Go on, then.
I'm gonna have to say... The winner today is Starkey Stark. It's got
yes,
to be.
Jordan.
Again?
It's got to be.
What's he on about?
Come on.
eyes like him don't shine so bright.
Okay then.
As soon as I see the dust settle, he's out on the town trying to find trouble. When there's no one left to fight, boys like him don't shine so bright. As soon as I see the dust settle, he's out on the town trying to find trouble.
I took a train again away from shame and blame, a city pain to see a friend I hadn't seen since I was drinking underage. I was a 10 a day, how'd you say, little white lightning hiding on my courage, quick wit we were.
I take my hat off to you, that is good. That is good.
You're having to take your hat off a lot at the moment, aren't you?
Well, at least I didn't have to almost eat my hat like last week.
Mate, last week I nearly lost 5-0. I got it back at the end. Mm. So far I'm 2-0 up. I'm going for the 5-ball this week. And you're going to have a forfeit on Friday if
no,
you
I'm
keep
not.
Up with these kind of tunes that you're selecting.
You
might do. There's a very real chance you're 2-0 down.
Right. Can you, like, not ever sing to me again?
No.
Never forfeit. I hate that. It really grinds my gears.
I just suddenly thought of Charlie Sloth. Because he's on today.
Yes! He's on today, yes! Today's a great show.
He sings everything.
He does. Your banger was good.
Cheers, mate.
I think I got carried away with my one just because of the beginning of the song. Can I play it?
Mm.
Listen to this.
The bigger duets.
Oh, Jazzy Fizzle.
Fizzle, Fizzle.
Jagged Edge.
No.
Big Small. Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop this, because you're giving people a little tease of what they could have had.
No, but that's the best
bit. That's going to wind them up.
That's the best bit of the song.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't be jail, but just saying, guys, I did get a like on Twitter earlier from actual Meghan Trainor.
No way.
Yes way.
How did you get that?
Just saying that I proper love this song, because I do, and it's in my head all the time. Also, I showed you the video yesterday, didn't I? I'm strangely obsessed by her dancing. It's Meghan Trainor.
Is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Need to let it go.
The Scott Mills Daily, BBC Radio 1.
I asked earlier in the week for your stories on email, and since then, plenty of emails coming in. Plenty of emails. Keep them coming. Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell me stuff, and if it's good enough, it'll probably make it on the show.
I thought this was a well good idea, actually, Scott. Get loads of stories in. You know, we can go through them, sift for some gold. I was looking through the emails and I found this one email that I think we need to address urgently.
Right. Also, can I ask, why have you got access to my emails?
I just do. We all do.
Who being all?
Everyone. Everyone who works in the show has access to your emails.
Do they?
You're not aware of this?
No.
We can all go through your emails.
Well, this has blown my mind.
Yeah, we see everything.
All of my emails to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, you see.
There's
and
a thing,
you and you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone here. So there's this thing on the email, so I can click on that and then I get to see all of your emails. Well, it makes sense, because then if loads of people are emailing that email address, if that's the one that we give out, we need to see what's coming in.
Okay.
You're appalling with admin at times.
Well.
So that way, we can all step in and help that. It's actually a good thing for you.
Anyway, what's the email that concerns you?
I'll read it to you. It's from a guy called Matt. Subject, Chris on Grindr? ?
Right.
So the subject title alone caught my attention.
So Grindr, the gay dating and meeting up app there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Hi, Scott. Bit of a random one. Someone just popped up on my Grindr feed and looks scarily like Chris Stark. He hasn't by any chance relocated to the Leeds area lately, has he? If it's not him, then I'm telling you, this guy could make big bucks by becoming a professional lookalike. Please advise.
Oh, wow.
Many thanks and regards, Matt.
I mean, have you got family in Leeds?
I do have family in Leeds.
Oh, that's convenient, isn't it?
So anyway,
that it's in Leeds.
I thought we should address this just to clear up any kind of rumours which might be going around. And I contacted Matt. I've now got Matt on the phone. Matt.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Matt.
Hi.
You all right?
I am all right. How are you guys?
Good. When did you see Chris on Grindr?
Back end of last week, I believe.
Right.
Just having a little cheeky browse on my lunch break and
Do you check it every lunch?
It has become a bit of a habit, I won't lie to you. You know, it's one of the sort of go-to apps.
Just quite addictive.
Yeah, just curious, really. Mm.
But how does it work? Is it a situation where you want to share your lunch with someone else so then you can immediately find someone?
I'm not quite sure that's how it works. No.
Well, no, and this is what I want to clear up. I've not actually been on this app.
Okay. Well, it's for people that are looking for more than just lunch at their lunch break, I would say.
Really?
Am I right, Matt?
I would say that that's probably right. 95%, maybe?
I mean, some people just want to be friends.
Okay.
There's other apps for that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And do you find yourself wasting whole lunch times just on this app?
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
There's nothing better to do.
So, to clear this up, the picture that you saw on someone's profile, is it actually me? Because I can tell you now, there's no lookalike.
Are you
of me.
Sure?
There's no professional lookalike of me. There's no need for one.
But you've got family in Leeds.
Well, what are you suggesting?
Well, maybe you fancied a change.
What, that I visited my family and used that excuse to pop on to the apps?
Well, I don't know, do I? What was the description on it? Do you remember, Matt?
I think I do remember, and it quite conveniently fits Chris's situation, I believe. Something along the lines of, happy, in love, just looking for a bit of extra fun.
Oh, there we are. So, in a happy relationship, but just wants to maybe meet new people just as friends?
Yeah, possibly. I was hoping Chris could clear this up, you see.
Well, I can clear it up. Mm. It's not me.
Now, I've not seen this photo yet, so let's just have a little look.
The problem is, I can say it's not me. I get the impression you don't believe that, Scott.
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Matt?
I'm not convinced, personally. This is the purpose of the call, you know.
Let's have a look.
Is it you?
Oh, it does look a bit like you, Chris.
A bit like me or me?
Well, it's hard to say from that picture. Oh, it was 808 metres away at the time. So good that they do it in metres, isn't it? So you can just see how far away they are.
Oh, I can see the picture now.
Yeah, it
actually,
is.
Actually, do you know what? I'm happy to admit, it looks like me. I think the lighting is what actually makes a difference. It does look very, very much like me.
It's not your best picture. You know,
well, it's not me.
A bit of stubble. It hasn't really worked out, if I'm being quite honest.
Yeah. This is what I wanted to clear up, Matthew. It's not actually me.
Right.
Does that mean you were searching for someone like me?
Absolutely not.
No. Well, how come you ended up with that then?
Just at random, was it?
Completely by chance.
Lol, if he was looking up people that look like Chris Stark.
No. That was not the case. No. I can assure you.
No. Oh. All right. Easy. You emailed in. Oi, were you intrigued? Did you have a chat with fake Chris?
I did actually ask him if he was the real Chris, and he's yet to get back to me.
Oh.
So I'm not quite sure.
That went well.
Yeah.
Thing is, Chris, I think you've got one of those faces a bit like me. Look like quite a lot of people.
Generic face?
A bit generic, yeah.
So generic. I'm too generic for people, is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying you're too generic, I just think you've got one of them faces. And I'm the same, where it's like, oh, you look like this person, or you look like that person, in different photos.
Right. But Matthew's saying my face didn't do it for him.
No. Well, that's fine.
And also, as soon as Matthew mentioned my name to this guy, that put him off.
Well,
I just think maybe your USP needs to be a bit stronger on the profile itself. At the minute, it's quite short and snappy, but I need a bit more of intrigue there, perhaps.
He's saying that it's not him.
Yeah, it's not me.
Although you do love a bit of extra fun. Sometimes.
What does that
mean? Well, no, like when we go out after the show, like, you know, we go to the pub or whatever. We have nights out.
It's my girlfriend that's probably listening right now.
Yeah,
do you want to clarify exactly what you mean there?
Well, we have extra fun, don't we?
But what are the boundaries? Explain what you mean by that.
Here we
properly.
Go. Sometimes we go out for a restaurant, and sometimes we have a team night out.
Yes, yeah.
We went to the kebab awards.
Yeah.
Extra fun.
Yeah, that's
kind
obviously
of extra
what
this
fun.
Guy means. Because your profile on here says happy and in love, which is true. Here for a bit of extra fun.
yeah, it's not me. It's what the whole point of getting Matthew on was to put it out there to anyone else that might have seen this bloke and thought, oh, Chris is on Grindr. It's not me.
Okay.
Because it won't just be Matthew who's swiped with this guy. There'll be, by the sounds of it, there's a lot of people quite prolifically swiping in the Leeds area.
I'm not sure you even have to swipe.
Do you not?
No, I don't know. I think it's easier than that.
So what is it then?
It's just chat and then a meet.
All right.
You're meeting up with loads of people probably in the Leeds area right now.
Well, Matthew, if you don't mind putting the word out there that it's not me.
I'm just looking for some kind of proof here because I don't think people are going to believe you.
How do I possibly prove this? It's not my face. It's proof alone.
Well, it feels to me like we're not really going to get anywhere with this. It's kind of your word against his, really. He clearly doesn't believe you.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. This is nuts. Listen to yourself. It's not...
You weren't expecting this, were you? No. You thought you'd be cleared up here. No.
I thought this would be done by now.
All right, well, Matt, good to speak to you. If you ever hear back from Chris on Grindr, then let us know.
I'll keep you updated for sure.
All right,
thank you very
much. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
David in Bristol says, my girlfriend once was convinced I was leading a double gay life when her housemate saw me on Grindr. Wasn't him at all.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlotte in Leeds says, thinking about going on Grindr and actually joining it just to see Chris's lookalike, but I'm a 22-year-old girl. Is that allowed? Yeah, jump on board. Go and have a look. It does look a bit like you. If you just put your thumb over the guy's nose.
So what are you suggesting Charlotte does? Look at every picture and then put thumb on nose?
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, she's in Leeds, so he might be online at the moment, so she'll be able to see you, or who? Well, sorry, not you, the guy that looks like
you. Yeah, so you're happy to... Can you just clear this up? It's not me on Grindr. Yeah. I've had to tweet that.
I know, I love that. I've actually just retweeted that. Probably my favourite ever tweet from you so far, I would say.
It'll be one of those...
You've been on Twitter a few years.
Do you know what? It'll pop up in 3 or 4 years as one of those time hop things.
It will be.
Without any kind of context.
In another 2 years, remember, we'll be looking through time hop one day like, oh, do you remember that? Yeah, it says, just to clear something up, I'm not on Grindr.
Yes.
The best.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mate, we are getting right involved with Craig David at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Yeah?
You and me are going to go in on that.
Yeah, I'm so keen for that. You know him quite well, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, do you think he gets a shout-out, Big Weekend?
What, on the stage?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Maybe.
I think he's a legend.
I
can't wait to see him.
That's going to be one of our priorities.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
We're going to get down right in it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
When he went to the Super Bowl, he misunderstood and brought a spoon. It's Charlie Slough.
Oh, guys!
Hi there.
I like that one. That one's good still.
Thanks, my darling. Now, you aren't very well, are you?
No, I've got tonsillitis again.
How many times is this now?
4 times this year. I've been ordered by my doctor to have them removed.
Are you going to have them out?
I'm going to have to.
Well, that's more time off, isn't it?
Yeah, and that was the hardest thing, finding when I've got 5 days in my diary available, and it works out that I won't be able to have them removed into November.
November?
That's the only time I've got available in my diary.
A bit quiet around November, is it?
A little bit quieter.
You are, I mean, you are a trooper. You are always working, improving and working on the brand.
Leave my brand alone.
And that's why you are not free until November to have your tonsils out.
That's right.
Think about it, though. Loads of ice cream. Yeah.
Because I actually should have went and got an ice pole just there, but I forgot. I was hallucinating. I was that ill over the weekend.
Really?
On Sunday morning, I woke up and I actually believed that I was Eminem. That is not a joke. In my head, I was Eminem. On Saturday morning, I woke up and my son burst into my room. He was nearly in tears. I was on my hands and knees on the bed, moving the pillows around, screaming, I can't work out the puzzle. He's like, Dad, what's wrong?
I'm
like,
what is wrong
it's fine. I'm just sorting out the pillows. My temperature soared that high. I was delirious.
And you really thought you were Eminem?
I honestly thought, it's not a joke, I thought I was Eminem. I was rapping these lyrics. I was Eminem. I was about to go and do a show. I didn't really want to put that out there, but no. I actually believed I was him.
What did you do? Like recite the whole of Stan?
I don't want to get into it too much. No. It's quite embarrassing. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope you feel better.
But I don't.
I'm sure you've got the best doctors on it.
I'm sweating. Like, literally.
Think of the weight loss.
I'm sat right next to him.
And also, you must not be eating much.
Put your hand up. No, I've not eaten since Friday.
I'm not touching you.
Put your hand up my sleeve and just feel the sweat. Feel the moisture.
What?
Feel the moisture.
Feel the moisture. Sounds like something you might shout at a gig.
Sweating.
Feel the moisture.
It's mental.
Let's play today's Real or No Real with a slightly poorly Charlie Slough.
Pugash!
Springwatch presenter Chris Packham says he used to allow wasps to lick jam off his family's face in an attempt to get them into wildlife.
So, at a very early age, Springwatch's Chris Packham used to spread jam on the face of his children and be like, come at me, wasps, And then they would go and lick his kids' faces.
To get them into wildlife?
Yeah.
Just go to the zoo.
I know, but he's... A zoo's not quite good enough for Chris Packham, do you know what I mean? He wants them... If I was Chris Packham, I'd really want my kids to be, like, at one with nature, yeah?
Scott,
do you
know
who we're talking about, Charlie?
Yeah.
Springwatch, innit?
I know.
You must be a big fan.
Massive one.
Scott, did I hear that right? It encourages the wasps to come and lick the jam.
Yeah, off his...
So the wasps are there
family's
just,
face.
Just licking away. Is that what they do? I didn't know wasps do that kind of thing.
They do. Wasps do lick.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yes,
they have little tongues.
Yeah. They do lick.
Mm. Wasps have little tongues. Have you ever been seriously saying that?
By a wasp?
I've been stung by one or two from trying to prevent them from licking me. It wasn't pleasant.
I've never been licked by a wasp.
Have you been stung by one?
Yeah.
It hurts, doesn't it?
Really hurts.
Really hurts. Unless I'm petrified of wasps. I'm scared of wasps and sharks, and that's it.
Mm. Mind you, they probably love you because you're around food so much as well.
Yeah. They're constantly on me, and because I always smell good, they think mine is a flower.
Mate, you do smell good. But it's always quite a sweet smell, which once again they'll be attracted to.
Exactly. You probably attract bears.
Bears?
Yeah, they probably just come at you all the time.
I've never really been confronted by a bear. Well, I have, to be honest, but that's a different story. It was a different type of bear.
Going back to the wasp licking, Scott.
Yes.
Is that what sometimes people confuse the stings with? Is it just a vigorous lick?
No, you know a lick from a sting. Can't believe you've never been licked by a wasp. But did Chris Packham allow wasps to lick jam off his family's face?
Surely he'd get arrested for that. Because he's putting his children at risk.
I just like the idea of like him just like going to his girlfriend or wife, whatever, like, come here. I'm just putting this jam on you now.
Where's he putting the jam?
I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Chris Packham, real or no real?
I'm saying... I'm saying real.
That is way too bizarre for that to be real.
Packham is quite quirky, though.
If this is real, I'm pretty sure social services will be knocking on his front door straight after this.
It's fine.
What, getting wasps to sit on your kid's face intentionally?
They sting you? Real or no real?
They're licking.
I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
No way.
When his daughter was five, Chris would smear jam all over her face and allow wasps to lick it off to ensure that she would not to ensure she wouldn't be afraid of the insects in later life. And it worked because she is now pursuing a career in wildlife conservation. All because she had them wasps on her face when she was five. What are you more scared of, wasps or salad?
You're so rude, man.
And next,
it would take 10 years to view all of the photos shared on Snapchat in the last hour.
Whoa. Mm. 10 years to view all of the photos shared on Snapchat in the last hour. Mm. Are you big on the Snapchat, Charlie?
I am.
I can imagine. I'm not on it. But
really?
You'll be one of the first people I would look at, to be honest.
My stories are epic.
I bet they are.
I get so many people. I get hundreds of thousands of people watching mine now as well.
Well, it's
I'm
all
up
them.
There because I'm up there.
I know. You are?
Yeah.
You can't even do your voice because you're so ill.
I know. It's peak.
Do you ever wake up in the morning and worry what you've Snapchatted, though?
Oh, yeah. It happens every Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Mm. I wake up and I am deleting.
Are you?
Yes.
Deleting things.
I am deleting things. It's always a little bit leave it.
Right, what are you on Snapchat?
I am Charlie Slough.
Right, I'm going to get on that straight away. I want to see your stories.
I
want to see that zoo in Derby that you're at on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there are so many, aren't there? So I can imagine this would take 10 years. Think about it.
Yeah.
Although the last hour, that's only the last hour. 10 years for 1 hour.
Think of how many users there are around the world.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's like 50 million people using the app.
Well, there we go. So I'm just doing the maths in my head, so I'm going to go real.
Yeah, real?
I'm going to go real for this one as well.
That one is real.
Yes.
Absolutely real. Every second, over 8,000 photos are shared on Snapchat, which means it would take you around 10 years to view all the photos shared within the last hour. And by the time you'd viewed all of those photos, another 880,000 photos would have been shared. And finally... Yes?
Lord Alan Sugar will block you on Twitter if you tweet him saying... You're fired.
Must happen all the time.
Oh, you must get it in the street. He's like, oh, hey, you're fired. And he is not one to suffer fools.
No.
Oof. Problem is, it is a bit like a bee sting, this, because you kind of want to test it. But if it does happen, you've only got your one chance there, haven't you? So if you do tweet him that, you are going to get blocked, and that'd be a shame.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to do it.
I'm not that bothered about being blocked by Alan Sugar, are you?
You're not?
He follows me, so that would hurt me a bit.
He follows you?
Whoa, does he?
Yeah, no,
he doesn't.
Of course he does. Let me show you.
Is that because you're an entrepreneur like him?
Yeah, that's what he said, actually. He's like, you're a bit of a G, ain't you? I was like, done already.
He did not use the term a bit of a G.
He did. We was chatting, and he was like, you know what, he said you're a bit of a lad. That's what he said.
Oh. Was he on your show?
He was, yeah. What's his Twitter?
Alan Sugar. That's his name.
I mean, we're all waiting just to see that he doesn't follow Charlie.
Yeah, we are.
This is
wasting valuable national radio airtime here.
Alan Sugar.
Yeah, that's Lord Alan Sugar. Yes, that's
him. Anyway, answer the question. Real or no real?
What's his Twitter? Someone tell me his Twitter.
Lord Alan Sugar will block you on Twitter.
Oh, there he is.
If you say you're fired.
What does that say, cuz?
He does follow him.
I know already.
Okay. I'm going to go no real.
Okay, could you also please just tweet him now, you're fired.
Should I do that?
Do it.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Go on.
Should I really?
Yeah.
What if he unfollows me though?
That's fine. He won't unfollow you, you're Charlie Sloth. Is this real or no real?
Oh. I've said no real.
I'm going to say real.
Have you done it yet?
Do I really have to do
go
that?
On.
Quickly.
Have I got to put it before his name or just to him directly?
Just to him, it's fine.
Before the answer, let me find out what the answer is first.
Go on.
Charlie, just do it quickly.
God, you're peer-pressuring me. It's
just lulls.
All right, I'm going to do it.
God, you're so slow at typing.
Huh?
It's extraordinary.
What?
It's extraordinary.
Fat finger syndrome.
I had the same.
Quite incredible to see.
I used to have an app that used to exercise my fingers. Remember that?
Yeah.
Treadmill.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my fingers.
Did it work?
On the phone. Yeah, I've got them thin for ages. Not so much.
Your
anymore.
Fingers look hench, actually.
You have put on your fingers.
Working.
Pretty. I put it on in my fingers. Yeah, how rude.
You need
quite fit, aren't they?
To get back on the treadmill.
They are, man.
Fit fingers. Real or no real?
I said real.
Have you tweeted him?
Yeah.
That one is real. Absolutely. He will
Lucky I didn't send that then.
He will unceremoniously block you if you tweet him his apprentice catchphrase. He stated, I had a bit of a laugh with people saying you're fired. Now every idiot is saying it. So take note, I am blocking all people that now say it. At the end of that quite amazing round of real or no real.
It's a draw. I got 20. Charlie got 20.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, what's on your show today on One Extra in 6 minutes?
When I say the number 23, what do you think about?
Bus.
A bus? Okay, that's interesting. Scott, what do you think of when I say the number 23?
It's probably Chinese takeaway, is it?
Actually.
Oh, okay. What do you think about when I say the word jump man?
I think it's time for you to leave.
What are you talking about?
Just wheel him out.
I'm trying to tell you who's on the show today.
Well, get on with it then.
On the show today, Michael Jordan.
No, he's not.
Legendary basketball player is on my show. Jumpman.
Get out. Come and join us for Bumbleo Wednesday tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.